We're back on with Bear from Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco, and I want to continue our Gogebic County report. And Bear, thank you, first of all, for more of your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's continue talking about this deer season. You got firearm deer season opening up this Friday, and we kind of talked about the rut. It's in full swing. You're pretty happy with the reports and what you're seeing for the deer herd. Any recommendations for hunting in your area that are any different from around the UP? I mean, how would you approach this firearm deer season if you were coming into the Marinesco area to hunt?
Well, Adam, I'm not going to say that it's any different than you would approach any other, part of the state, because people have a wide variety of tactics. I would say most of the hunters still sit in blinds. They are using bait and just sitting tight. But one thing that I'd comment on, that a way that I like to hunt, especially with the snow cover that we got on the ground now, I like to still hunt. And in this area here, it is all wilderness, open to the public. You don't run into many other hunters, so it's a perfect opportunity to still hunt or trail, where you're just going to walk slowly through the woods looking for tracks or trailing a buck, get over the next ridge line and sit down a little bit and continue on. Just still hunting throughout the day is a very good method.
Yeah, you and I actually hunt the same way. That's the way I prefer to take my rifle, for a real slow walk through the woods, so to speak, and creep over, tops of ridge lines and look down in the valleys and stuff. So,
and also, there's a lot of hunters that don't have the opportunity to do that in other parts of the country or the state, where you have that much wilderness to be able to do that, because they're hunting private land and they can only go just so far.
Right. Yeah. This is a beautiful thing about, the big woods of the UP is we have contiguous forests that are so big and open to the public. We can do that. And there, you're right. Some farm country, you can't get away with that.
Yep, that's right.
All right, let's talk a little bit about ice fishing season, because it seems like it's coming a little faster this year than normal. That being said, Lake Ogebic is the largest inland lake in the UP. It's going to be a while, but are you seeing skim ice out there? How frozen over is Lake Ogebic already?
Yes, we are, and it is early compared to the last 4 or 5 years. You're seeing some ice in the bays, and even on the main lake, like this morning here, there was some skim ice out there. It's not frozen across, but you can see the ice getting pushed around out there. So it's not going to be too long if this cold temperatures hold out.
Yeah, it's been very consistently cold in the teens at night, some nights even below in single digits. I'm curious if there's any inland lakes in your area that already are fishable.
Yes, there's a number of lakes that are frozen over, but I'm not going to say that they're safe, okay? I have had some customers calling, inquiring about bait, like wigglers and spikes and things like that, that indicates that some of those guys are starting to venture out there somewheres.
Hmm. I hope they're being safe with ice picks and going with somebody else, obviously. But I look forward to talking to you a little bit more and checking in. So if you don't mind, we'll get back in touch with you.
All right. Sounds good, Adam.
Bear from Bear's Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco. Great spot. It uses your headquarters for all kinds of different activities outdoors. So, and this is The Outdoor Show.